From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today's press conference by President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki is being described as shocking, astonishing, even treasonous. The two leaders talked about Syria, North Korea, and the 2016 U.S. election, and FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of possible Trump campaign collusion with Russians. A few days ago, the Justice Department indicted 12 Russians, many of them military officers, for election interference. Trump was asked about a tweet this morning in which he blamed U.S. foolishness and stupidity and the Russia investigation for bad U.S.-Russia relations.
I think that the United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish. We should have had this dialogue a long time ago, a long time, frankly, before I got to office. And I think we're all to blame. I think that the United States now has stepped forward along with Russia, and we're getting together, and we have a chance to do some great things, whether it's nuclear proliferation in terms of stopping. We have to do it. Ultimately, that's probably the most important thing that we can be working on. But I do feel that we have both made some mistakes. I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it. People are being brought out to the fore. So far that I know, virtually none of it related to the campaign. And they're going to have to try really hard to find somebody that did relate to the campaign. That was a clean campaign. I beat Hillary Clinton easily, and frankly, we beat her. And I'm not even saying from the standpoint, we won that race. And it's a shame that there can even be a little bit of a cloud over it.
President Putin responded through a translator.
As to who is to be believed, as to who is not to be believed, you can trust no one if you take this. Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation. We do have interests that are common. We are looking for points of contact. There are issues where our postures diverge, and we are looking for ways to reconcile our differences, how to make our effort more meaningful. We should not proceed from the immediate political interests that guide certain political powers in our countries. We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
President Trump was asked whether on the world stage in front of Putin he would denounce Putin and the Russian cyber threat, which as recently as last Friday, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats likened to warning lights that are blinking red again. Instead, Trump blasted the FBI during the Obama administration for dragging its feet in the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server.
So let me just say that we have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Why haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know, where is the server, and what is the server saying? With that being said, all I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me, and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server.
President Putin offered to have Russian officials investigate the 12 Russians indicted last week for hacking Democratic Party institutions and the Clinton campaign, saying he knew how dossiers are made. An interesting word choice, given that FBI officials have been investigating a so-called dossier that Russians may have of Trump cavorting with prostitutes during the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow in 2013.
I'd like to add something to this. After all, I was an intelligence officer myself. And I do know how dossiers are made up. Just a second. That's the first
thing. Putin was asked if he had any compromising material on Trump or his family.
Yeah, I did hear these rumors that we allegedly collected compromising material on Mr. Trump when he was visiting Moscow. Well, distinguished colleague, let me tell you this. When President Trump visited Moscow back then, I didn't even know that he was in Moscow. I treat President Trump with utmost respect. But back then, when he was a private individual, a businessman, nobody informed me that he was in Moscow.
Some of the sound from today's press conference in Helsinki.
Well, let's bring in Will Pomerantz now. He's a Russia expert and deputy director of the Kennan Institute at the Wilson Center. Will, start with this united front of Putin and Trump against the Trump Justice Department Russia investigation. Former CIA Director John Brennan tweeted out, Trump's press conference reached the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, meaning it's impeachable. It was nothing short of treasonous. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if it rises to the level of treason. What's interesting is that both President Trump and President Putin were in agreement that essentially what has happened in the Justice Department is not based on the evidence, and they both claim at the press conference and in other communications that it is a witch hunt. So you have this very awkward circumstance, I think, that is really unprecedented, where the President of the United States and the President of Russia are in agreement that the U.S. Justice Department and the U.S. FBI is conducting a false and unfair investigation. So I think this is really uncharted territory.
Right. We heard from former NATO Commander James Stavridis that any other American president would only have taken this meeting with President Putin to put him on the world stage and publicly accuse him of meddling with an election. Instead, Trump was asked pointedly if he believed the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community about Russian interference in the election. Now, we heard that President Putin had volunteered to do an investigation, but here's what President Trump said.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today, and what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
By 12 people, he means the 12 people who've been indicted by Mueller's investigation. Look, this is President Putin, who has an abysmal record on human rights, state-controlled media. President Trump applauding the fact that he would investigate Russians accused of hacking the U.S. election.
Well, I don't think that is a good offer. And anyone familiar with the Russian criminal justice system would not agree that it is appropriate for to invite the Russian security services and the Russian law enforcement agencies to investigate their own. This has happened before. It was interesting that President Putin raised the question of Bill Browder. Bill Browder was associated with Sergei Magnitsky, who was tortured and then died in jail. Mm-hmm. And again, it involved an investigation, but the Russian state not only refused to fully investigate the charges. It turned the charges against Magnitsky and accused him of theft. So Russia does not have a good track record, to say the least, in terms of cooperation. And I thought it was very revealing that Putin demanded Browder if indeed we were to have access to the 12 Russians military security officers.
Look, it was said to be a big win for President Putin that he even got on this stage. Russia does have a nuclear arsenal. The two men talked about reducing their arsenals. But it's a dwindling economy, not even as big as California. So did he then go on to win overall because of the President Trump's united front with a Russian? I mean, as you've said, nobody can remember seeing an American president so publicly side with a Russian president against the American Justice Department.
This was clearly a win for Vladimir Putin, because you're right. While Russia still has a large and important nuclear arsenal, it does not have a first-rate world economy. It is not our competitor in that sense in the global marketplace. And yet there was President Trump giving President Putin equal billing on the global stage. So in many ways, what was interesting was the fact that President Trump wanted to give him this equal billing, and that he allowed the question period to really undermine everything that he thought he might be accomplishing right. at this summit.
Look, and this comes on the heels of the NATO summit. What's happened here? Has there been a global shift, or will it wrench itself back? Because this is also, in President Putin, a man who's been accused of being behind poisonings in the UK. He was behind Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, continued support for pro-Russian rebels, the shooting down of a passenger plane by a Russian missile. And yet he was treated better today than U.S. allies were at the NATO meeting. Has everything changed?
This is an alarming development. And if it continues, then yes, we are witnessing a shift in global affairs. Putin, interestingly, said that he wanted to discuss global affairs from a non-ideological standpoint. And it seems that Trump agrees with that. But that means that the United States does not bring its values and its principles to the global stage. Mm. And I think if the United States acts simply like Russia as a global power, that it's only interested in sovereignty, then the whole world suffers, and also our allies.
Will Pomerantz of the Wilson Center, thank you so much.
My pleasure.